I said Whitney, Andreev recalled in a phone interview in April. I have hundreds of engineers. I have all this. I understand how we can monetize you, how we can scale the user base. It's hundreds of people who are experts on dating. Eventually, Wolfhard agreed to start a dating app branded for women. Andreev would own about 80% of the company, and she would get 20%. Badu's engineers in London would build it, but it would be marketed in Austin, where she lived. When Bumble started in December 2014, it looked a lot like existing dating apps, except for the requirement that women message men first. This rule became Bumble's defining characteristic, and its tagline, "Make the first move," appears in bright yellow letters in the company's offices. Wolfhard describes the feature as a way to give women the upper hand. It's so much more than just a product gimmick. There's a true impact from that. It completely reduces all of the tension and friction between the genders, she told me. That's why we have the lowest abuse rates of any platform. When I asked what those abuse rates were, she told me to talk to her publicist. The publicist promised to get me numbers, but eventually admitted Bumble didn't have them. It knew about its own app. 7% to 8% of Bumble users were kicked off for behavior that violated its policies, a figure that the company says has remained steady for years. But it didn't have corresponding numbers for other apps, because there's no third-party source for that data. The only piece of internal research the company could point to when asked why it claimed to be safer than its competitors was a 2018 SurveyMonkey poll of users of 14 dating apps conducted by Carbino. But this survey contradicted that assertion. In it, 26% of respondents said they'd been harassed on Bumble, a lower percentage than on Tinder, OkCupid, and Match, but higher than the percentage who reported experiencing harassment on Hinge, eHarmony, and others. Bumble's survey didn't explain how many users were on each site.